Hi, everyone. Well, today is Monday, Creation Lightship Healing Show, and this is the Healing Highway. The date today is the 16th of July, and the year is 2018. And we'll do some healing here. First, we release the energy from the date. Maybe you're corded to this date throughout your lifetime and maybe even past that. But this lifetime for sure, because everything recycles. So here we go, releasing the energy. Stronger. But what I'll do is release today's date from you, okay? Only today's date. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That was like a no-brainer here. And I'm going to release the date of 5 years ago. Here we go. See if you feel a change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you kind of check your body. And now I'll do 10 years back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we'll go back 20 years. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And for the older ones here, let's go back to like 1950. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, just see if you felt something going on or you feel lighter. And that's an indication to you that, wow, they get you coming and going, you know. So we'll turn over. Oh, I got to do the lightning activation. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, what we're going to do is take away an incident that you're dealing with. Typically, it's some type of maybe physical situation or emotional trauma. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wonderful. So turn it over now to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, do you have the show? It's all in your hands. So we'll soon come up with.
Wow, that's great, Ron. Thanks for those date releases. It's always so cool when you do that. And thanks, everybody, for joining us today on the Healing Highway. Make sure you email us if you have any questions or you'd like more information about all the healings and clearings that Ron offers through creationlightship.com. Maybe you are a longtime listener and you've been on some of the conference calls that we've had, several special calls, as well as our regular monthly healing calls that Ron does every month, and you'd like to write in and share your experience. So if you'd like to do that, you can email us at clsquestions@bbsradio.com. That's clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And Ron, we had a wonderful weekend of intensive healing, and I'm getting quite a few comments and testimonials here in the inbox. There were a lot of wonderful replies and lots of things coming in, so we'll just go ahead and get started. Okay, so somebody is asking, they fell yesterday and now they have two bruises, one below my knee and one on my toe, and they're wondering, should I clear all bruises? They're using the special healing at Creation Lightship and their timeline crashing. And they're wondering if that's correct. And then they're asking, are bruises like tattoos an incident which holds pain in the body?
The second part, I'll have to, you know, investigate. The first part, whether you're doing it correctly or not, yeah, that sounds good to me. But you don't want to clear all bruises, okay? You want to focus on what you have right now, okay? So you have, two bruises, and you just indicate that, below the knee, and I think I mentioned a toe or something. You need to specify what you want healed. All bruises mean it could be anything on your body, and so you want to focus on what you're dealing with, and that's how the clearings work. You need to be very specific of how you indicate to the light beings what you would like to have worked with, work on. So I guess I'll pass on the second part of that. So I guess next question, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, let's see. Someone else said that they cleared the date today, and they had an interview, cleared the date before I left, and I was asked to start on Thursday. So they got a job by clearing the date today.
Oh, that's good. So typically the date, your job could have possibly went either way of being hired or not. And the way I perceive that is that by clearing the date, you also cleared the negative energies that would prevent you from having your job from the planet. Okay, so in a sense, you're probably doing like a NATO barcode clearing by clearing the date. So it's nice to have that success happening. I would imagine you probably also had your psychic billboard up also to indicate that you're this wonderful person looking for this job. So great. Back to you.
Yeah, very cool. That's really sounds very effective, and sounds like the listener was also being very proactive in their, you know, job search. So that's great. And yes, that wonderful combination of being proactive while doing the clearings is often a lot of listeners have very effective and positive results. So that's great. And I liked what you said about, Ron, that's about the negative energy of the planet interfering with you finding a job. So, yeah, we always forget about those things, and we keep wondering, you know, why this keeps happening to us and what all the clearings do, and what we'll talk about on this show and probably subsequent shows is about how to clear off things that you're not really supposed to be attached to or corded to, so that you can have a more peaceful life and have more peace energy here on the planet while you're here. Okay, so someone else just wrote in and they said, very interesting, I yawned with the clearing from the date from 1950 and I was not born yet.
Uh-huh. Well, there's no reason why you... Okay, let me describe that then. So let's say that you were born in 1960. So hypothetically, this happened 10 years before your birth. So why would you be yawning? It's possible that you were brought back in time on that particular day or year by the aliens taking you on past timelines. So that's one answer. So back to you.
Oh, wow. I wonder if that's what happened. Very interesting. Okay, so someone wrote in regarding the Friday live show on BBS, and they said, thought I would share my gratitude about all the energetic healings Ron did on the radio last Friday for Friday the 13th date. I always clear dates on the natal barcode removal clearing and the history that the co-host read about the origins of superstitions made me glad I did. During the weekend, I heard from friends who had very strange things happen to them that day or a day before after. Makes me extra glad I know about Ron and the healings. I make sure I do them as a priority. I had the best weekend ever. Enjoy the healing calls and energy they produced. Ever grateful.
That's good.
Yeah, Ron, and I liked how on Friday you just kind of didn't really even acknowledge that date, because if you're in the now and you're not corded to any of these, you know, bizarre superstitions, you probably wouldn't notice a difference. If you're doing the mind to heart drop and you're making an effort to really be in the now and stay peaceful. So it probably doesn't really make a difference to you what the date is, you know?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't go by dates myself. I don't even go by the days. Typically, I need to know what day it is, like for the shows and things. But as far as when I wake up, it's just another day. I would imagine if I was younger and I had to go to work every day, on a 9-to-5 or something, then I'd be more aware of what's going on. But being a little older, the days just run into each other. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think it's also because you really stay in the moment and you're not distracted by the significance of the dates. So someone else wrote in and said, Ron, I'm feeling great and healthy from all the healings this past weekend. Of the two new healing rooms, my favorite is the special healing room with the donut plate. Since about age 3 months, I've had a strange affliction where my right ear and glands swell, causing fever and extreme pain. On Sunday, holding my left palm upright and putting my right hand on my ear, within or less than 1 minute, the swelling, fever, and pain was gone. This method of healing works immediately and is, well, just incredible. So I give you my highest gratitude.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, that is very cool. And I think Ron did that on the Saturday night BBS radio show as well. And it looks like you did it on the Sunday call. So that's wonderful. I'm not sure what was going on there, but I'm really glad that you were able to find some relief from that. Okay, and we have another wonderful testimonial from Sunday. And someone said, Hi, Ron. What a super special treat to be on Sunday's call and wear the special silver suit. I felt so protected and calm, like in a warm jacuzzi, but better, as the energy coming forth took me out of my lethargic state. I was curious that the hand healing disc would work. I was curious if the hand healing disc would work, but coming from you, it seemed to emanate a low buzz of healing energy. I was quite delighted to feel a newness in my body where I placed my hand. I slept well that night and can't recall any timelines. So maybe my spirit was solid in my body.
Yep, more than likely.
Yeah, that's cool. And someone else wrote in and said, Dear Ron, you asked for feedback about the new jumpsuit you gave us with all the round healing things in it. I really, really liked it. It felt much smoother healing. Usually after the Sunday calls, I feel pretty rough. But yesterday, after you gave us those suits, it felt very smooth. Does the suit have a hood and a face mask? I would like that to heal the head, ears, eyes, and mouth issues. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a complete suit. It's like an astronaut suit. So, yes, there would be a healing disc in there also. So I might do that again on the next Sunday call that we have. Maybe we could devote maybe the whole call for that. We'll see what people, would like. Because the call is initially devoted to alien critters, although it's still getting rid of stuff off of you that could be alien. So, if we get people saying they would like that, we can maybe continue on with that healing suit or just the room with the disc. And you can move your hand around to different locations. So we'll see what the people want. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. Super cool. Yeah, I was on that call, and I somehow missed that. So unfortunately, I appreciate all these listeners writing in because it's very helpful to hear about what's going on and also how it's affecting the listener. So that sounds really cool. And I'm glad to know that it's helping people. So someone else is writing in about the retro date clearing that you did earlier in the show, Ron, and they're saying, I did have a reaction when Ron cleared the date 10 years ago. It felt like a wave of energy and made me shiver. I think some negative energy is gone now. Thank you.
Yeah, if you did shiver, you released something, yeah. So that's good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's usually what happens when you shiver, your body shakes or something. It's usually something getting released. Okay, so someone's asking, if I'm doing the emotional whole lifetime clearing for another person, will their body ascend when ascension happens?
I can't. The emotional body, you need, would their body ascend just from doing one clearing? I very doubt that it would. You need more than, one clearing to do that. So the answer is no.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how many other clearings that person has done, but you kind of have to, it's sort of like a commitment that you make to yourself, so I'm not sure. Okay, so the next testimonial is for Sunday's healing call, which was the six-hour healing intensive that Ron just wrapped up yesterday. And this listener wrote in and said, there's a product called a Thunder Coat, which one wraps around a dog to swaddle them and make them feel secure so that thunder no longer frightens them. It works most of the time. Well, that is very similar to what Ron did for us yesterday. He wrapped us up in a spacesuit with lots of energy discs on it for quite some time. What I experienced was a wonderful, calm, and peaceful feeling, swaddled, secure, safe, and protected. You should patent this, Ron. You could call it a wonder coat instead of a thunder coat.
That's cute. Okay.
That's really cool. Yeah, I've heard of those devices that they make for the dogs, and I was always curious to know if they work. That's very interesting. Well, I'm glad that you were feeling so comforted and protected. That's a wonderful feeling. Okay. So the next... All right. This comment is about... I think this is in regards to Sunday's call. So this listener wrote in and said, hello, Ron. The fluid release in the legs, especially around the knee area, was great. I suspected there was an issue with my right knee, and when I went to sit cross-legged, the pain was very intense. By the end of the call today, that pain was less. However, as I look closely at both my legs, my right leg looks like it belongs to someone else. On previous healing calls, my attention has been elsewhere on my body. But today I discovered that my legs need some attention too. Many thanks for all these healings.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, and it sounds like maybe that was, you made a cool discovery about an area of your body that needed some healing. Okay, so Saturday we did a cloned, I can't even remember the name of it. My gosh. A clone skin particle removal healing call. And that was a special call that Ron did. We were requesting special calls, I think, at the beginning of the year. So Ron's been moving down the list for people who've requested these. Many multiple listeners have requested these healing calls. So this listener said, in regards to that call, which you can still read about on creationlightship.com if you want to, Thank you so much for today's healing call. It was incredible. Major sweeping cleanup for me. Wow. During this healing session, I went to pee a lot, and at the end of the healing, my pee was as clear as water. My lower back is so much better. My body is still buzzing with incredible healing energy. The visual was incredible. Interacting with light beings was so amazing. Words cannot describe.
Great.
Okay, so thank you so much for letting us know. Someone else wrote in and said, I felt a lot of tingling all over my body with the astronaut suit. With the medallion, I felt heat. Both healed. The astronaut suit gave me a bit more energy. Do I need more death barcodes removed? I did 41 and mind of the body last time.
You have to send me an email on that. You don't always pick up death barcodes, so you know, you might just check every 6 months or something with me to see if you have any. Most people might only get one or two, so if you do have any at all. So back to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so just, you know, email Ron personally if you want more information about that. And, okay, I'm wondering, this is a very, well, it's kind of a long testimonial, Ron, but I could read it if you like. It's
Sure, we'll see what it is. Yeah,
okay.
That'd be fine.
In regards to the Sunday call, and they said, Ron, wow, what a special Sunday intensive healing call. Thank you so much for this wonderful experience. I had to write whilst on the Sunday call to share my experiences. The special treatments in the healing rooms on Creation Lightship today are unique in every sense of the word. The donut disc placed in our one hand to direct energies into the other hand to heal the areas where healing is needed is spectacular. When the disc was switched from one hand to the other, to reach the areas not reached by the other hand, one could feel the heat switched from the palm doing the healing in those areas. Many pins left my thighs, stomach, and toes. Thank you for this opportunity to heal the self with the help and use of the Creation Lightship donut disc. Now we are given a chance to wear an extraordinary astronaut suit without battling the aliens. What a treat to wear this suit, this time not to fight aliens, but for healing, filled with tiny discs emitting energies into our physical body to perform the healings. I have requested to have alien energies removed from every cell of my body not belonging to my body, toxins, and waste products. As soon as I requested the healing, it felt like tiny raindrops on my skin, or just before one gets goosebumps. My entire body was electrified during this healing session, a lovely sensation. Now we may experience different color vibrational healings while wearing our special suits, starting with gold energy, so smooth. Lovely treat. I cannot thank you enough for being here, helping us with our ascension process by clearing out blockages and dark energies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. Just thinking about that. It just seems like these healings are getting even more and more incredible, Ron, and they're able to go very deep, it seems to me. Like, it just seems like a whole new level of healing, really.
yeah, that's possible.
Okay, so someone else is asking, can you say anything to your baby that will help them stay here? I guess they mean in the now, and their spirit stay in their body. Can you say the mind to heart drop for them?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, that sounds actually like a pretty good idea to me. Okay, and there's a part two to this question, and they're asking, what are the best things you can do with babies, and do you have any advice about raising children?
No advice. You have to find that book that's out there, you know, How to Raise Kids.
Yeah, it's a very big book.
Yeah.
I would say probably you'd want to get them their whole lifetime emotional clearing as soon as possible.
Yeah, I would suggest that, yeah.
Yeah, but beyond that, I don't know. That's a tricky one.
Well, you may have trauma, you know, trauma, pain, fear, anxiety. You know, I would do all of those clearings. Maybe even something else that I'm not bringing up right now or thinking of, but, you know. I think I would do the mind loop 2 clearing. That's what you feel when you land here. You know? Like, uh-oh.
How did I get here?
Yeah, mother told me not to come, and I'm here. Three-dog night, you know? Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I think there's a Talking Heads song it's Talking Heads in there, and you may ask yourself, how did I get here? I always found that particularly relatable. So, yeah, and actually...
How and why, you know?
Yeah, how and why. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. And also, I just wanted to add one thing, too. The sooner you are able to do the clearings, the less expensive they are, and the better it is for your child to start early. So I can't even imagine if I'd had all this before going through life, it just would have been such a different experience. So, and a lot less money, because as you get older, you get more stuff that needs to be cleared, so the densities become more and more difficult, so it becomes more and more costly, to do them. Because the more years you get, the harder it becomes to clear. So if you do it for like a brand new baby, it's going to be like $5 for healing. Okay, so someone else wrote in and said, I often feel myself stressed throughout the day, always feeling like I am rushing around and can never get anything done on my to-do list. What can I do to relieve the stress and stay more grounded and here in the present moment while handling all the daily life and work tasks?
I guess the answer is do the mind of heart drop. Just do that and get a day planner.
That's my answer.
You know, that's the whole enchilada.
Yeah, seriously. And even if you have like a phone, you could set it to give you like a little sound every hour to remind you to do it. But wow, if you are doing this, what a difference. Even just doing the mind to heart drop, you know, every hour makes such a huge difference in your day. And it only takes less than 30 seconds to do, and you will notice a huge, huge difference. Okay, so the next person's asking about commands, and they're asking, are there any commands you can give yourself before you go to sleep that will help your spirit stay in your body and not go on wild dream rides all night long?
I guess I'll have people send in their answer to that one. You know, normally people talk about commanding their spirit to stay in their body. We'll just see if anybody's had that success by doing so. So back to you.
Yeah, I don't have any success with that. It doesn't stay in. But one thing you can do is you can timeline crash when you wake up the next day, when you're conscious. You can timeline crash your dreams from the previous night, and that often helps kind of make a difference. Okay. So let's see. Oh, someone else is suggesting for the baby to do the family imprint clearing. Spirit fetus infusion and immaculate conception.
Yeah, that's good. And then also, like I mentioned in the past, find out what your issues are and, do a clearing to release out of trials.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. So,
I think you could put that on clearing, I believe. I forgot which one it is, but I think it starts with an all. We can enter in different instances and rerun like with your body. I know if you got the unlimited emotional, then you could enter in your issue with your child and rip that from them. Pushed mirroring back your stuff back to you for you to release it. And a lot of times, you don't need time to have confrontations with your child. They're trying to help you release something, vice versa. So, definitely do the mind loop too. That could definitely help why you came here and maybe some issues. So back to you.
Yeah, and I'll just repeat again those two clearings. The one is called the family imprinting / cording removal, and the other one is called immaculate conception clearing, and those are both whole lifetime clearings. Okay, so someone else wrote in, and they have a question about emotional reactions, and they said, when I'm around people, I can feel myself going into reactions quite often. I want to be around people in my life, but I have a challenge with not taking on their feelings, emotions, and being affected by them. Do you have any suggestions?
Do the empathic clearing, whole lifetime, and sensory body.
Great suggestions. I was actually thinking empathic myself when you said that, Ron. Yeah, and also do the mind to heart drop. So the next question, actually, let's see. Someone else has a testimonial that said regarding the Saturday healing call for the removal of cloned skin, it's so hard to find words. When I feel my skin, I have to say to myself, is this really my skin? It's skin so soft with no Avon products. LOL. Laughing out loud. Truly amazing healing call, Ron. After the shower, during the middle of the call, it felt like 50 pounds were released from my body. Is there a healing clearing to help the skin to renew its elasticity?
Yeah. You could probably do that on the body jump start and specify, you know, something like that on there. That's a very comprehensive clearing, and you can add things to it. So you get the body jump start. So back to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and also I noticed something similar where I actually put on lotion after my shower and realized I didn't need it. That was interesting. So this goes on to state that the removal of the fluids and toxins at my age, exercise has not helped. Now I know why. It was not fat. I'm very energized with this call. I went for a bike ride afterwards. The bugs around here are very bad to enjoy a walk. And they said energy level was very high the next day. Humidity was high. So sweat was still releasing crap from my skin pores. A bonus. Many thanks, Ron.
That's good, yeah. And I've had a lot of people reporting to me they've been seeing dragon clouds in the sky.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Ron, because right before the call tonight, I was seeing a lot of animal and dragon clouds here in the Northeast. A lot of big dogs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I saw a French poodle. Saw a huge terrier, some kind of little boxer, and then one or two dragons. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up because I totally forgot to mention that. I would have forgotten to tell you. So that's wonderful, and thank you so much for writing in with that testimonial. Okay, so we have a response here for someone who wrote in about dreams and sleep, and thank you so much for sharing this, wonderful listener. But they wrote in and said, to the person wishing to not go on timelines during sleep, I have found that if I timeline crash a dream immediately every morning, after a while, I stop dreaming for a while. Ron said word gets around that the extraterrestrials of things that happen. I have wondered if ETs see that other ETs have been terminated because of my crashing those timelines, and they decide to leave me alone until they forget? !
Yeah, I would say that's probably very correct, yeah. You know,
yeah.
What's that old phrase? Might be dumb, but you're not stupid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they forget about you for a while, and then some new batch probably comes along and decides to play with you until they get tired of you. And it's very, I can't remember the name. It was very like Stephen King, this novel. These aliens just kind of decided to start playing with humans on Earth, and like all kinds of disastrous things happened. So yeah, they probably are doing that to you, and then they get tired of you because, or they leave you alone because they see you're taking action, and then they find you again. Okay, so another listener wrote in with suggestions for the clearing the baby, and they said, if you're the grandparent of a baby, do you suggest that I purchase and do the 7-generation clearings on the grandchild or the person who has done the whole lifetime clearings? The great grandmother, not whole life done. Sorry, I can't understand this. I'm not sure what you're asking here. I guess what they're asking is, if you're the grandparent, do you recommend, Ron, that they purchase and run the 7-generation on their grandchild?
Yeah, okay. Here's what happens when you do that. The energy transfer from the child will go up through the family line. I'm not saying that everybody you know, the parents and maybe grandparents, great-grandparents, if they're living, are going to get, you know, all their emotions cleared or whatever, okay? But it will affect them. So let's just say I could probably feel pretty safe that they might get a 5 to 10% healing without having ever worked with Creation Light Ship, okay? So by doing the child, then you're going up the family line who's living, plus going back into the generation. So the first generation, which is 1 through 7, ideally we'll just say is like 1850 or something. You could probably kind of figure that out a little bit there, how often your family line has had, you know, children, maybe, you know, every 25 years. So we'll just say it's, you know, 1850 is a good average there, I think. So, yeah, so by doing the child, it'll clear you of some of your stuff, and it'll clear your parents of some of the stuff. Then we'll just say it's 5 to 10%. I don't think it would be more than that, but if it takes the edge off of something and they're still living, you know, you're going to notice that the confrontation of whatever an issue would be released. And the person could feel better just by doing the seven generational clearing, because it will move up the line. And if they're not living, then, you know, it's working with the DNA in the child itself. So that's kind of an added benefit by doing that. So back to you.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That is really, really cool to know, Ron. So I hope that helps and answers that question for you. Someone else recommended for the skin elasticity question that another listener had, they suggest the Creation Light Ship facial. When you have time in a month or so, and it's two sessions, if I recall correctly, could this possibly be done in a group special call? Maybe it's more time efficient for you, Ron.
Yeah, I would have to do it that way if I were to do that particular clearing, and I would probably have to do a sensory clearing that way too with people. I'm looking at that, I'm so far behind on doing people on the sensory clearing. I would probably do a special call, maybe some night possibly, maybe a weekday night or something to do a sensory clearing. So we'll see how that works out, because you need to have that before you have your 4-in-1 clearing. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay. Yeah, there is,
you know,
very
just
high.
Got so busy. Yeah, I just got so busy. I don't know how far back, you know, geez. Could be like even, you know, 10 years ago, up to now, it's just been like
nonstop.
Yeah, nonstop, and not being able to do a lot of energy work that I, you know, anticipated doing. Yeah, I think I will look into doing a sensory clearing for people, and maybe even a facial. So on the facial, what typically happens is the call takes about an hour and a half. And you're on the light ship, and you request, you know, slight, small changes that you would like. And naturally, I can't guarantee, you know, that that's going to happen. But you request that, and then maybe you wait a week, maybe 2 weeks, and then you do a second session for the same amount of time, and see what that, you know, what happens with that. So. Back to you. I haven't done that many facials on people. Somebody out there is listening that I have, you know, performed a facial with. Maybe you could indicate what you felt or how it changed your face or some skin on your body someplace. But I haven't done that many over the last 5 years, I know. So back to you.
Yeah, okay, cool, Ron. And yeah, thanks for that. And also, everybody, just, you know, thanks for your patience, because Ron is working tirelessly and diligently, and it is very difficult to schedule things sometimes. So I just wanted to say, on behalf of myself and everyone in Creation Lightship, we appreciate your patience, and, you know, please just, you know, keep being patient with us, and we will eventually get back to you. We do get all of your questions and read them, so sometimes it just takes a moment because, like, you know, we do get backed up as well. Okay. Does anybody have any idea how long it takes to do the 7-generation clearing? I think that's just like a whole lifetime clearing, so it depends on how old you are and how many years you have to clear. Is that correct, Ron?
Boy.
7 generations?
I can't recall. I haven't looked at that clearing probably for, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
I'm just trying to look it up myself now. Yeah, I guess it would depend. Let's see. Not sure if they're talking about a specific 7-generation, like if you just pick a random healing and you want to do the generation. I think that would probably be about the same as doing a whole lifetime clearing, so, but I'm not sure.
I can't recall how the page is set up at this moment.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can get back to you at some point on that. So someone else wrote in and said, I pre-timeline crashed during my sleep and had no dreams. I've not done it in a while, so once in a while I do get a dream. And someone else said that that's wonderful. That's great news about the century healing. I've been waiting. A group clearing sounds like the answer. I so understand, and I'm grateful for all the work Ron is doing for us and for the planet.
So maybe you could, everybody, if you, you know, would like to do the century clearing, maybe you can indicate what day of the week you would like to do it. I know we're going to be doing a lot of Saturday calls and stuff, so it probably have to be a weekday. You know, it's possible we could do it on a day that we don't have the regular, you know, weekly calls. So that would typically be... Boy, we'll have to see how BBS works out, too, with that. So, anyway, why don't you write down or send us an email on what day or days you're available if you want to do that, and we can keep track of you and then maybe put something together maybe within a couple weeks or less. We'll just see how it works out. And do a clear. I could do it probably within a week. And we'll just see what happens. So give it. Let me know what day or days you're available, and then we'll get a consensus on the people who would like to have that clearing.
Okay, that's
so
really
back
good.
To you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we'll just await people's responses and see what they say. Okay, so someone else has a testimonial for the Sunday call, the Sunday the 15th call, which was yesterday. Gosh, it feels like forever ago. So this listener said, on this conference call, Ron offered multiple healings. The first healing session, we held one hand open to receive the healing energy, I believe, from a gold plate. Then the opposite hand was to be placed over the physical body location that was in need of healing. I was laying down on my back during this clearing. My right hand was extended out, palm upward. When I placed my left hand over the solar plexus, the energy was peacefully intense in that area. Next, I felt a very strong sense that I should turn onto my left side. The healing energy deepened. I turned again onto the right side. Healing energy continued to deepen. This went on for a while, not sure what was happening, but I felt like something was being removed. It felt energetic as well as physical. I became very hungry after this healing, and asked to go to the food court. That was fun. I also experienced a beautiful, peaceful day. I felt extremely uplifted and in the present moment for the entire day with a great energy level. Would really enjoy doing this again. Thank you. Sounds like the Sunday call was just awesome.
Yep, we'll do it again this coming Sunday.
Yay.
So we'll do, you know, most of the call, not all the call this way. We'll see what happens when the call starts. But yeah, okay, we'll do it again this Sunday.
Oh, that's really cool. So I'll just mention really quickly, Ron does this series of calls every month. The calls are usually between 6 to 8 hours in length. It varies depending on, you know, what types of healings and clearings he's doing. So sometimes they're 6, 7, 8 hours. So the next one coming up is on July 22nd, and it is always, you know, usually at the same time. And you can find information about that at creationlightship.com by clicking the link at the top. So the next call is Sunday, July 22nd, 2018. That's this coming Sunday. And it starts at 11 Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And Ron, do you need any prerequisites for those calls? Somebody was asking that earlier, and I think I forgot to read that question. Do you have to do any prerequisites before getting on the physical body
special? On the 8-hour calls, yeah, you have to have at least the emotional and mental clearing, and typically fear.
Okay.
So, you know, two clearings for sure. And that the third one is great, too, because your body deals with fear energy. So I guess we should end the call here. So,
oh, my gosh, yes.
Getting that time. So let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. So you want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate your spirit to do this action. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth, for co-hosting. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank all of you listeners. Enjoy this peace energy and being in the present moment. Bye, everyone.